text, very cryptic text. You could have told me they're poppers. And I'm like, what the fuck did you open my packages for? He's like,
I thought it was for me.
Yeah.
Because my name was on it.
Well, I said, care of, you know, care of. He's like, you can be so glad that Tony didn't open up. I was like, oh shit, I never thought of a Mexican opening up the box. Because there was like three big bottles of poppers in there, so.
And I opened it, I was like, what? And then I read the label.
It's a present from Tony.
Oh.
You need to open, you need to relax your butthole.
Yeah.
Right.
And those were the ones that Big Fatty said I should buy. So.
Were they worth it? Were they good?
Are they the black label?
No, they were like, I think Iron Horse?
Iron Horse?
Oh, Iron Eagle. I think they were Iron Eagle.
Well, that's giving me headaches.
Like, sweetie. You need to take fresh ones. But the thing is, in Europe, they changed the formula because you're not allowed to sell...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh shit, I never thought of a Mexican opening of big bottles of poppers.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3825. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 4th of October 2022, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, there was an article in the paper you're not going to believe, Big Fatty. Hello, good buddies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're good buddies today because, yes, Big Fatty, 10-4, good buddy. I got a great big convoy. Is that Burt Convoy? No, Big Fatty, it's 10-4, October the 4th, 10-4, good buddy. Keep that pedal to the metal and watch out for Smokey Bear. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, 10-4.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I guess y'all today. Today, the 4th of October. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person many times at the Pride 48, and y'all, he has been here to the villa to include this past summer. Just a few months ago, y'all just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Quite the looker, too, I might say. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. And by the way, it's Leather Eagle Poppers. Y'all, I am talking about none other than everyone's favorite Mexico person, Hendrick. Anyway, we love Hendrick. We do indeed. And y'all, Hendrick and his hubby or boyfriend or whatever the hell they are, Big Fatty Fuck Buddies. I think they're definitely doing the humpity bumpity. Big Fatty's a good thing. Hendrick needs some special attention to the honeypot. Well, anyway, they're visiting Africa. Oh, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And I don't know if they're going to end up in South Africa. I think they are, but I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, y'all, that's how he's spending his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Well, Big Fatty, I hope his hubby or boyfriend or fuck buddy or all of the above make sure he gets a big old piece of cake. And Big Fatty, just a guess that it'll probably be cheesecake. Big Fatty, I've made it vulgar.
Happy birthday!
Life is good. Kitty and Olive are his friends. And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love Fatty the Pooh. We don't love Fatty to Pooh, but we love Fatty the Pooh. It's true. y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all watched the 60 Minutes, and the Nip stopped by for a little bit. We went out and did an early evening loop, the inner loop, if you will. I know Casey and Holly know what the inner loop is. Big Fatty, did you listen to their latest show? It was just like... It was a smoke screen. It was like they were blowing so much smoke up your bohunka. Y'all, it was a 30-minute thank you card, and they were just as nice as they can be, and y'all, I'm glad they had as good a time as Big Fatty did, and always welcome to come back. Yes, with Fatty. Anyway, but I watched the 60 Minutes, and y'all, then I switched it. What did I switch it over to after that? Oh, I may have switched it over to the sports ball game. I didn't really care who was playing. Did I watch something else? I don't remember. Big Fatty, it's just sad. Y'all, it went down to like 52. 52 on Sunday night, and y'all, Monday night, 49, 48 degrees. Y'all, I am going to absolutely be touching myself inappropriately. Big Fatty, vulgar. Oh, I know what else happened Sunday night. Y'all, if you listened, if you listened to the LFC, y'all, do you listen to the LFC? It's the LFC online. And y'all, Veda told me to go and look at the show art for this, and I haven't done it yet. So, y'all, we're just going to do it right now. The LFC online.com. And let's just, y'all, that's not it. The LFC, what is it? I don't know what it is. The LFC.com. The LFC, the Welcome to the Lesbian Fishing Club. God. Y'all, it doesn't matter. Right now, it don't matter what the artwork for the LFC is. Y'all, the Lesbian Fishing Club, that's fabulous. But anyway, y'all, Veda had a guest over there at the Veda Family Compound. Y'all, it's a new gentleman that he's spending a lot of time with. Y'all, we'll call him Jar. Jar is he's quite the looker, and he's got the long hair. And sometimes he wears it down, and sometimes he's got it in the man bun, and y'all, all muscly and everything. Big Fatty, what the hell does he see in Veda? I don't know, but I'm going to suggest that he have a glaucoma test. But anyway, y'all, they came by, and we had a nice visit. And I think Vader was on pins and needles because he didn't know what was coming out of Big Fatty's mouth. Big Fatty, nobody knows what's coming out of your mouth. But anyway, I enjoyed meeting Jar and having the two of them over for a little while. And it was a lovely little visit. And anyway, after they left, y'all, I climbed into the chamber. I don't know. It was a little bit a little bit after 9 p.m. in the evening, and I kind of looked at the phone a little bit and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, I get this e-letter. Your package has been delivered, and I'm like, it's after 9 o'clock at night, y'all. The Federal's Express made a delivery at 9:38 p.m. on Sunday night. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And so I guess it's busy time. Yes, Big Fatty, I hear the lesbian fishing club is got lots of packages. Well, you know, you never know about these things. Big Fatty, you think Miss Beaver is a part of the lesbian fishing club? I don't know. But if not, I bet she'll be going to that website. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, slept like a baby, woke up right around 6 a.m. in the morning, and I turned over, and I just kind of tossed and turned for a little bit. But y'all, I was all rested up. I didn't need any more sleep. So y'all, I went ahead and got up and started the coffee and got the newspaper, read it, and watched Miss Gayle King, did the Sudoku, y'all, by the way, I was able to get the Sunday 5 puzzle Sudokus, did the Wordle. Y'all, I should have had the Wordle in 3, but I got it in 4, and I'm blaming old Stinkpot for the reason I got it in 4 instead of 3. I'm blaming Stinkpot. Anyway, y'all, after that was all over, a couple of weeks ago, I bought these little pre-prepared, they're like little small bowls of, they call it the sticky rice. And, y'all, it's just the perfect amount to make shishimeat rice. And so, y'all, I fried up some bafrin and poured that sticky rice in the bacon grease there and mixed it all around to get it all coated. And you know, you pour some of the bacon grease off. Big Fatty, you should have had that for Casey and Holly. I should have. But y'all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely. But after that, y'all, I was off on the morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, I'm not counting the Gay Crema Halloween fall decorations quite yet, because, you know, a lot of people brought theirs in for the hurricane. They didn't want them to be gone with the wind, so to speak. But so I'll check on those later in the week. But y'all came back, got my share, and then I was off to the dermatologist. And y'all, there were a few little places that she froze, one on my head, one on my shoulder, and one on my arm, and one on my leg. Big Fatty, you just had it everywhere. Well, she wasn't really worried. She thought that some of them were just kind of skin, I don't know what she called it, but anyway, the one on the head and the shoulder, she was worried that it might be the cancer. So if those hadn't cleared up in a month, I'm to go back. So anyway, y'all, after all that was over, I came home, and the Nip and I, we did a quick run up to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I bought some things, a set of little lights for my little trees out back, and y'all, half of them didn't work, so I took them back and got the credit to the American Express. Y'all, I picked up some hash browns that y'all hadn't been able to find them up there past few times, and got some ointment that I needed to go on where she froze things, and y'all, then I'm back here at the villa, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty. Now, y'all, I said I've got one of the strangest stories you'll ever hear. And, y'all, it was in the newspaper over the weekend. And, y'all, here's the headline. Rumors debunked that Greenville students are identifying as cats. Now, y'all, Greenville is in the upstate of South Kakalaki. And, y'all, I looked at that and I went, what in the hell? So I'm just going to read it. Allegations that Greenville County students are identifying as cats and that the school district is accommodating them are categorically false, said the superintendent during a September 27th board meeting. He made the statement after two women at the meeting claimed, without evidence, that students were identifying as cats and that the school district was putting out litter boxes and allowing them to meow in response to teachers' questions. Now, the allegations are similar to ones that have surfaced in a national anti-trans social media rumor that's been circulating by right-wing groups. The rumor has equated that transgender and other LGBTQ people with furries, and a group of people that has an interest in cartoon animals and costumes. The hobby is often misconstrued as purely sexual, but for most, it's a way to explore their creativity. Now, y'all, the rumor has popped up other places in South Kakalaki also. And some of the reports have said that students are wearing cat ears and collars to class or meowing or hissing at the teachers. The superintendent says that generally, if students wear something or act in a disruptive way, it is dealt with. The superintendent asked parents to think twice before sharing rumors that they see on the social media. Y'all, Big Fatty, I've just got one thing to say. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's crazy out there. It's just crazy. I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, you know, yesterday, Monday is when Danbury Jr. came to live with Brian and the Flobfo. And y'all, I said it was probably 5 or 6 years. Y'all, it was 8 years ago. And I think he's either 14 or 15, so he must have been 6 or 7 back then. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy. And Hendrik, what do you plan on telling your hubby?
Oh, shit, I never thought of a Mexican opening of big bottles of poppers.
Oh, well, I hope you've got a big bottle of, anyway, enjoy your cheesecake.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.